Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a series entitled Mercy Over Judgment. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
Turn with me to Matthew, the 7th chapter, please. Last time I was with you, we were ministering on these great truths that Jesus brought up here. And it's entirely appropriate with what the Lord has done for us that we think about these things and talk about these things. The reason that we are so blessed, church, is not because we've done everything perfectly. Not because we're smarter than other people, or necessarily more spiritual, or have more faith, or why? It is truly, I'm just not trying to be humble now, that's just the way it is. It is truly because of the grace of God and the mercy and goodness of God. Because there's 1,000 ways we could have messed this up. Me and you. But we're here today, blessed, rejoicing, hallelujah, prosperous, reaching people with the Word of God, and excited about our future because of God's grace and His mercy and His kindness. Now, one of the chief things that will qualify you for that is that you and I sow mercy. If we stop showing mercy to others, we're going to stop getting mercy for ourselves. That's not my opinion, that's Scripture. In Matthew 7, are you there? Matthew 7. How many would agree, whatever we've done right that God could bless, we want to do it some more? Yes. Would you agree? Yes. Anything that we've done wrong that hindered Him, we want to get rid of that, right? Yes. Matthew 7 and 1. What does it say? Judge not that you be not judged. For with what judgment you judge, you shall be judged. Is that true or not? Is it true or not? If you judge other people, what's going to happen to you? Is that good or bad? Do you care if you get judged or not? You should. You should be greatly interested in doing whatever you could do to avoid being judged. Now, at this point, some people would interject, well, Jesus was judged in my place. I can't be judged. You're wrong. You're wrong. He was judged in our place. But He Himself said, if you won't forgive, your Father won't forgive you. Now, at some point, we need to get into this in detail. But there's a reason why the New Testament commandment is love. It just shuts the door to the devil all around you when you walk in love with other people. And when you walk in love, your faith works. And by faith, we can access all that grace has so freely given us and not be judged. But if you choose not to walk in love, and you choose to judge other people, then you disqualify yourself for the grace and mercy. If God has shown grace and mercy to you, how many understand it's hypocritical not to show that same mercy and grace to somebody else? And after God has been gracious and kind and merciful to us, if we turn around to somebody else and say, I'm not going to be merciful to you, I'm not going to forgive you, then at that time and that point, we disqualify ourselves from what Jesus has bought and paid for. I know that's a big statement, but is it the Scripture or not?
Yes.
If you know the Word, you know what we're saying. It's Scripture, Scripture, Scripture. But all you got to do is look right here. Verse 1. Do what?
Judge not.
Why? Not just because it's the nice Christian thing to do. Why don't judge? So you won't be judged. Then could you be judged?
Yes.
Even after what Jesus has done for us?
Yes.
How? Why? If we choose to judge instead of love. If we choose to hold grudges instead of forgive. If we choose to be cruel instead of kind. Then we forfeit what should be ours in forgiveness and kindness. Now, if you think you don't agree with that, forget about me and agreeing with me. Put your nose in this book and see if it says it or not. And if you want to just keep coming for a few Sundays, we'll cover it. We'll give you a bucket full of scriptures. Judge not that you be not judged. Keep going. For with what judgment you judge, you shall be judged. If Jesus said you shall be judged, should you believe that?
Yes, sir.
And with what measure you meet, it shall be measured to you. Again. And why beholdest the mote that is in your brother's eye, but considerest not the beam that is in your own eye? Or how will you say to your brother, let me pull out the mote out of your eye, and behold, a beam is in your own eye. He's talking about a speck versus a plank. Verse 5, you hypocrite. Now this is one of the big truths that we should let get in our spirit. In order to judge, you have to act a hypocrite. In order to judge another person, you have to act hypocritically. Every time. Every time. If you're judging somebody, you're being a hypocrite. Every time. He said, you hypocrite, first cast out of the beam out of your own eye. The only way you wouldn't be a hypocrite in judging somebody else is if you never had had anything in your eye. And nobody here can say they never had anything in their eye. Some speck, some problem, some failure, some mistake, some sin. Nobody can ever say that. Why are you worked up about what they did? What'd they do? Sinned just like you. So in order to judge them, you have to act like you didn't do anything like that and be a hypocrite. I don't want to be a hypocrite, do you?
No.
You hypocrite, first cast out the beam out of your own eye, then you'll see clearly to cast out the mote out of your brother's eye. This is one of the biggest failures of the church being a witness to the world, to the ungodly. You talk to just about any person who's not a believer, who doesn't go to church, you won't talk to them long about church until they will bring up to you some church people being judgmental or being hypocritical. Is that right? So I see heads nodding everywhere. You know this is one of the central issues. And you know, it doesn't justify people who don't believe in God and don't serve God, because I don't care what people ever did to you, that wasn't God. God never been hypocritical to you. God never failed you. But people use the actions of professing Christians and their failures to justify them not going to church, not serving God. They think it justifies them. They'll find out one day that it doesn't. But You and I, we can't control everybody, but we can get a hold of ourselves and stop this blemish on Christian witness. What? Number one, don't judge people. I don't care what they're doing. I don't care what they're doing. I can't stand that though. Well, how do you think God's felt about some of your stuff? It just makes me sick. Sin is sin. Has to do with the heart. I don't care what people are doing. I'm talking about backslid people. I'm talking about people don't even profess to believe in God. I don't care how crooked, how distorted, how perverted, how ungodly it may be. You don't have to like it. Certainly don't agree with it or participate in it. But nor do you have to judge them. Do not judge them for what they're doing. Because it's not the big problem. I've seen preachers argue with folks about this is a sin, this is a sin, this is a sin, this is a sin. This is not right. You shouldn't be this way. You shouldn't live this way. You shouldn't do these things. And not realize they don't care. They don't care what you call a sin. You can argue till you turn blue. You can quote all the verses you want to. They don't care. That's not their problem. Their issue is they don't know God. And they don't care enough about what He wants for their life to even consider any changes. And until that happens, you are wasting your breath talking about what's right and what's wrong, and this is a sin and this is not a sin. And so many Christians and church-going people have just been deaf against this is sin, this is sin, this is sin. God did not call us to point out people's sin to them. Nor to judge how evil it is and how bad it is. Now this is a revolutionary idea amongst many Christians. But that's not our call, that's not our purpose. Here's the great truth. You can despise what they're doing, but love them. And you don't have to say anything about what they're doing or not doing, realizing that's not the issue. You get the worst person on the planet to God, saved, washed in the blood, filled with the Spirit. Get them full of the Word of God. Get them praying and feeding in the Word regular, loving God and Him telling them, I want you to change this. I want you to do this. Come on into this. This will please me. Totally different person. Totally different man or woman.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series Mercy Over Judgment, you may call More Life Ministries at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelifenow.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Remember to join us in Branson, Missouri on Monday, October 3rd, as we begin our week of increase. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.